Candidates in this year's legislative races are preparing to see what kind of pull Governor Palin will have on this year's general election. Her influence was always expected to be a part of the outcome, but at a safe distance in the governor's office. But with the national attention drawn to her, candidates of both parties will find out in November the effects of having her name inside the polling booth near the top of the ballot. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
It's like those days, then hours, before you expect a blizzard. Anticipation of the unknown. And the anxiety is sometimes worse than the results. Both sides of the ballot are anxious to see Sarah Palin's success in carrying Republican candidates with her this fall. The leader of the House Democrats, Beth Kurtula, wants to keep the state races free from federal campaign influence. She says it would make a huge difference to the people of Alaska.
Whether you like her or not, the governor is now at a different level. And our level is here in this state. And that's my future, and that's our future. And that's what I'm, you know, encouraging everybody that's running on the House ticket this time to focus on.
Kurtula says she's working with the Democratic candidates for congressional offices, Mark Begich and Ethan Berkowitz. They have long coattails that can help what's called the down-ballot candidates. But they're not campaigning together or with legislative candidates. And Kurtula says there still are Alaska issues that don't figure into the national campaigns.
No matter what happens on the national level, my hope is that we stay stable in state, because we've got to push forward in Alaska on a lot of issues very quickly. Our energy issue, our health care issue, you know, stabilizing our economy so that we can stay strong and continue our forward momentum.
Kurtula recognizes that all politics is local, and everyone has to run a local campaign to get to office. Now, Speaker John Harris agrees. However, at the least, he says the Republican excitement about having Palin on the national ballot will help with voter turnout of the Republican base, and that could help his legislative candidates. However, he's reminding them about the outcome of the congressional primary race between Sean Parnell and Don Young, where Palin took an active role for Parnell.
The governor's coattail, certainly in that race, they weren't very long. And, you know, I don't think anybody with long coattails will drag a poor candidate across the finish line. You've got to have good people, and that's why I say, you know, for us to win our seats, whether it's with or without Sarah Palin, we have to have good people running.
The Democrats' nominee for Congress, Ethan Berkowitz, doesn't see Palin's having any more effect on the general election than Harris does. Maybe less. Berkowitz says his poll numbers actually went up when Palin went on the national ballot. He says she represented change to the Republican Party, as she did to Alaskans 2 years ago. He says change doesn't come with a party label on it. Alaskans vote for the individual. Democrat John Brown, who's running against incumbent Jay Ramirez in Fairbanks, is finding that true. He says people he's met on the campaign trail support the governor very much, and they've been more interested in Sarah Palin's issues at the Capitol than her party label.
It's not, you know, what party you belong to. She's done some very good things, and people have shown that with their support. Many Democrats, including myself, have agreed with her on a lot of issues, on ethics and oil tax reform and her efforts to build a gas line, the AGIA process.
The strength Governor Palin will have remaining on Election Day is just speculation right now. Her statewide popularity numbers have fallen more than 10% in the past few weeks, and several national polls are also showing that the McCain-Palin team is starting to settle lower. The Palin blizzard that candidates on both sides were preparing for might not hit Alaska this year. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.